Our New Testament reading for today is from Titus, the second chapter, verse 7, through the third chapter, verse 15. Show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teaching show integrity, dignity, and sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that an opponent may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us. Slaves are to be submissive to their own masters in everything. They are to be well-pleasing, not argumentative, not pilfering, but showing all good faith, so that in everything they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us thus to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness, and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. Declare these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one disregard you. Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others, and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of the works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people. But avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, dissensions, and quarrels about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. For a person who stirs up division after warning him once, then twice, have nothing more to do with him. Knowing that such a person is warped and sinful, he is self-condemned. When I send Artemas or Tychicus to you, do your best to come to me at Nicopolis, for I have decided to spend the winter there. Do your best to speed Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their way. See that they lack nothing. And let our people learn to devote themselves to good works, so as to help cases of urgent need and not be unfruitful. All who are with me send greetings to you. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our writing from Georg von Anhalt. It was highly necessary to instruct the people that the true worship and honor of Christ and of his holy sacrament does not consist in such external gestures or services alone, also that our dear Lord Christ did not institute this venerable sacrament for the sake of seeing and worshiping or being present there for that purpose, but so that we would partake of it. As the Lord's words say, take, eat, take, drink, etc. These words have power and avail so much as to say, this is my body, this is my blood, this do in remembrance of me. Therefore the word is most important, through the power of which, from the institution of the Lord, the true body and blood of Christ are there. The word teaches us what kind of treasure we have there, what we should use it for, and why Christ is there, so that true invocation and spiritual worship are enkindled in us. Now, here we are not saying that one should not worship our dear Lord Jesus Christ in the sacrament being present, or that one should not hold the sacrament with all honor and reverence. On the contrary, since these divine, almighty, true words are believed, all of this follows of itself, and not only in external gestures, but also both externally and first and foremost in the heart, spirit, and truth. On account of this, such adoration of Christ is not thereby canceled, but much rather confirmed. For where the word is rightly seen, considered, and believed, the adoration of the sacrament will happen of itself. For whoever believes that Christ's body and blood are there, as there is plenty of evidence so to believe, and it is necessary so to believe, he cannot, to be sure, deny his reverence to the body and blood of Christ without sin. For I must confess that Christ is there when his body and blood are there. His words do not lie to me, and he is not separate from his body and blood.
We now turn to hymn number 766 in Lutheran Service Book, Our Father, Who from Heaven Above.